Well, you know that
every child,
oh Lord,
every child of God,
they're running for Jesus,
just like an automobile.
That's Randy Green and the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers performing on WERS a few years ago. Green founded the group in 1945. Today, it's one of the oldest gospel groups in the country. Green passed away last week at the age of 95. The Artery's Amelia Mason explores his life and legacy.
This is his Silver Leaf Lifetime of Achievement. I was there when they gave him that.
Melvin Francisco sits at a table strewn with papers. These are the accomplishments of Deacon Randy Green, or the Deacon, as he was known to Francisco and the other members of the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers. Francisco turns over a glossy photograph of the group, decked out in sharp red jackets and shiny crimson shoes. He picks up a 2004 article from Spirit of Change magazine.
It says Randy Green turns 83 on November 13, 2004. But to watch him on stage with the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers, full of vitality and charm, he is truly an ageless human being.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
You tell Martha not to mourn.
Tell Martha not to mourn.
Listen to me, Mary, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha.
When Green passed away on July 27th, the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers had been around for 72 years. Under Green's leadership, Silver Leaf thrived, weathering countless lineup changes and appearing all over Boston and New England, from nursing homes and churches to concert stages and radio studios. They appeared at Club Passim and Sanders Theater, Symphony Hall and the Newport Jazz Festival, and once even opened up for the Blind Boys of Alabama. At the center of it all was Green, a diminutive fellow with an impish stage presence.
He was the life of the party. Oh, are you pretty ladies in here? Y'all sure looking good. And then sometime he'd get out and do a little fancy step, you know. He did anything to get the response from the audience.
Which isn't to say Green wasn't serious about music.
He wanted it right, and in rehearsal, he got it right. He was professional.
Jeffrey Thornton is the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers' current director. He joined the group 9 years ago.
When I started, they were pretty hardcore. If we were in concert, and like if I hit a bad note or something like that, they give you a little jab in the side, and you get it right.
Listen to me, Mary, now.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
This music, especially in bad times, you can draw from it, and it somehow it makes you stronger, and I think that's why he was so passionate about his music. He lived it, he breathed it, it was just in his spirit.
My name is Randy Green, and I've been around quite a few years.
I visited Green back in June. He was living in a long-term care facility in Jamaica Plain, a world away from where he grew up in Tuskegee, Alabama, one of six children.
I was born in the country. I was raised in the country. Alabama was segregated. We were sharecroppers. In a sense, we had to work in the field.
Green dropped out of school after third grade and helped his family on the farm. Then he joined the Civilian Conservation Corps, a Depression-era work program that employed rural youth. That was followed by a stint in the still-segregated military. In 1943, Green followed his brother to Boston, part of the Great Migration of African Americans from southern states to cities in the north.
I came here in the wintertime. It was 18 below zero. Oh, my. I still have icicles in my nose. I don't know how I stood it, but I declare I wasn't going back south.
Green settled in Roxbury with his wife, Melba. They were married 75 years and had 11 kids. The church was a big part of their lives, along with the Silver Leaf Gospel Singers. Green founded the group shortly after moving to Boston, part of an old tradition of all-male a cappella gospel music. Even though Silver Leaf never achieved commercial fame, it became an institution in Boston.
We were just ticker pink, you know, that
people were interested enough to give us a chance to try to see how good or how bad we were. Bad we were, you know.
Lord, I'm on.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
I said, Lord, I'm on.
I'm on the right road now.
His first time the group got together to sing at Concord Baptist Church, they sounded so bad they had to walk around the block and come back and start it again. They still sounded bad.
Melvin Francisco, the Silverleaf singer from earlier, says Green was never deterred, and that attitude defined him. No obstacle was too daunting, as long as you tackled it together. That philosophy was enshrined in the Silverleaf motto.
Coming together means beginning, working together means progress, and as long as you're keeping together, you'll end up with success.
It's been 72 years, and the man who wrote those words is gone. But the Silverleaf Gospel Singers are still singing. It's what the deacon taught them to do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Took my time and then I fixed it.
I fixed it up with my Jesus.
I took my time and then I fixed it.
I fixed it up with my Savior.
Mama told me to fix it.
I fixed it up with my Savior.
I said I fixed it.
I fixed it up with my Savior.
It was a
long time ago.
Ever since that day.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road.